Rock'em Sock'em. They're the coolest toy. I don't know. I just saw it on the book, so.
Welcome to
World According to Noah.
Is that how the theme song to Rock'em Sock'em Robots went?
I don't know.
I don't think it did.
Well, so, it came out in 1964. Do you really think I know what the song went?
Why not?
Because I don't play Rock'em Sock'em.
Well, maybe you should have.
Well, we don't have a Rocket Sock'em. Anyways.
No, we don't. So, World According to Noah, how's your week been?
Good.
We done anything this week?
No.
We're continuing to watch Monarch.
We're on episode 7.
Still a pretty good show, I think.
You just don't like one of the main characters.
Yeah, one of the main characters is very...
wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy. One minute she's against somebody, the next minute she's doing her best to find the person, but whatever. We haven't watched any movies. We started watching Twins. I don't know if we talked about that.
We did. That was the last podcast. Yeah.
We still didn't finish it. Noah's not a huge fan of Twins.
Well, it's weird because Danny DeVito and
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
that guy, are twins. They don't even look alike.
You don't think they could be twins?
No.
A big, huge muscle man and a little short, squatty guy? They couldn't be twins?
No.
That's the funny part.
Yeah.
You have the con man and the straight guy.
What? You mean the guy that doesn't know what the world is?
Danny DeVito is a con man.
Yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger's a straight guy.
I don't know what that means.
He's good.
Well, he also doesn't know what half the words he's saying is.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
We brought back interesting facts for the curious mind.
Yeah, we figured we'd talk about the curious mind stuff again. We had some fun facts in there, and I think we talked about 20 or 25, and we have 1,572 in this book. So,
we're going to go until we hit 1,572 facts.
It might take a while.
This podcast is going to be 1 hour long.
No. So,
a lot of mine are going to be tours.
We did do some stuff this weekend.
I don't remember. Oh, I changed the oil.
So you helped me. We both worked together. And we changed the oil on my Jeep because I put a lift kit on it, and I felt it was easier to get up under there now, so we decided we would change the oil, and what happened?
And then some guy thought it would be smart for me to try to get the bolt.
The oil plug.
The oil plug for the oil container. My glove was cut open on one of my fingers.
Yeah, we had disposable gloves, and Noah's got torn, so he had a glove full of oil. And I dropped the oil filter, and it rolled across the garage, and so we had a streak of oil all over the floor. But, all in all...
You know what you said to me? I said, my finger feels oily. You said, it should, because you put your hand in oil.
Is that how it sounded, too?
No.
Okay. But we got it done, right?
Yes.
And now you know how to change oil on a vehicle. Most are not as easy as that. The Jeep, everything's just kind of right there. Because I don't have any armor underneath my Jeep. Some people put metal plates and stuff to protect it when you're going off-roading. And a lot of cars have metal plates on there to cover up stuff. So I don't think your mom's car would be as easy to change the oil on as my Jeep was.
Because hers isn't close to the ground?
Well, no, even if we jacked it up, I think you got to take stuff off to get to where the oil is. Like on ours, on mine, we went under there and it was right there, right?
Yeah.
I think you got to take stuff off to change hers.
Mama.
Yeah, well. And we changed the computer settings because I got big tires. We had to change it to where the Jeep knew it had big tires. That way I had the right miles per hour. And that's all we did.
Well, I'm going to start us off with a few toy facts.
Toy facts. I like toys.
Toys are universal. That's what this chapter is called. So, Hasbro first used the term action figure in 1964 to refer to its, guess what, G.I. Joe figures, because they didn't think boys would want a toy called a doll.
No. Have you ever seen any old G.I. Joes?
Yeah.
How big were they?
I forgot.
Now, the old G.I. Joes actually look like dolls. They're big. They were about, I think they're 12 inches. Not the kind like I had. Those are three and three quarters, I think is what those are called. That's the ones I had. The original ones were 12 inch, and you could like change the clothes on them like a real doll. So that's why they had to be called action figures.
When the Pet Rock hit the store shelves in 1975, it became a fad. The fad faded quickly, but lasted long enough for the creator, Gary Dalia, something like that, to make millions. That'd be a stupid way to get $1 million, a Pet Rock.
Well, they were popular. I've seen them before. And I know we've talked about it before. I think we might have talked about it in one of our Christmas podcasts when we were talking about old toys.
But Pet Rock.
It was just a rock in a box.
Did it have googly eyes?
I don't think so. I think the original ones just had a rock, and it had like some hay in there, and it's just a rock in the box.
Well, womp womp.
Exactly, womp womp.
It'd be funny if it was $7.
Nah, it wasn't that much because it was...
a rock?
No, it's because money was different then. Like, the dollar was different.
I don't know why you would pay money for a Pet Rock when you can just go back outside to your, like, backyard and probably find one.
Yeah, but it didn't come in a cool box with hay. All right, what else we got?
Archaeologists have unearthed plenty of ancient Egyptian figurines, but determining which ones were ritual shab... I'm not going to even try to say that word.
Point at it. Where?
It's the one right after ritual.
Shabbats.
And which were toys/dolls. Hasn't always been easy. Those found in homes are believed to be toys.
All right, what you got next?
Stretch Armstrong was a popular rubber doll for boys in the 1970s to in 1980s. That was a bodybuilder you can contort into different shapes. They were filled with blue corn syrup that was often quickly extracted by more curious kids.
Have you ever seen the Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
Have you ever played with a Stretch Armstrong?
No.
They're pretty fun.
All
you did was stretch them.
I can tell in the name.
Hold on.
The ancient Greeks created the world's first mechanical puzzle in the 3rd century BCE. The goal was to create difficult shapes in a square that was divided into 14 parts.
So a mechanical puzzle, is that what it said?
Yeah. My next one was going to be about a Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it.
That's interesting.
What? I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, well.
Shh.
We can't shush.
Well, I couldn't find that one.
Okay, but give us another one.
When Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy were assassinated in 1963, Sears Roebuck temporarily removed toy guns from the its catalog. They returned to the catalog in 1969.
So from 63 to 69?
No, 68 to 69.
Okay. Thought you said 63. I was about to say, that's a long time. But now, you know, back then, toy guns looked like guns.
Yeah, because they didn't put that yellow thing on. They put it like
the orange little thing. Plug that wasn't on there then.
This one, I just saw it underneath it.
Okay.
Oh, wait. The widely popular Call of Duty game franchise came out with action figures in 2004, which included
an SS Nazi soldier.
That was the figure was quickly recalled.
Yeah, I guess you don't really want a Nazi toy.
So,
because even little army men, you could tell they were probably Nazis. Hmm? Like the little plastic army men.
Yeah.
You could tell they were German soldiers, but they weren't called German soldiers.
What were they called?
I don't remember. Just bad guys. I think they were gray, and then the other ones were green, but they had the potato masher grenades, and they had guns that looked like German guns. What else we got?
Crazy laws. We're moving on to laws now. Oh, speaking of laws, apparently it might be in Wisconsin or somewhere. It is illegal for a horse to bite a fire hydrant.
For a horse to bite a fire hydrant?
Yeah.
That's weird. And I think we talked about this on a podcast a long time ago.
Alabama has a law where you can't have ice cream in your back pocket.
Ice cream in the back pocket. And I thought there was something about horses too. But
it was. That was because horses were attracted to it. So
yeah, that's what it was. You didn't want the ice cream in your back pocket because the horses were attracted to it, and that's how people were trying to swipe horses. That was it. So in Alabama, it's still in the books, I believe. You cannot have ice cream in your back pocket.
This one's kind of funny. Driving with a bear uncaged is illegal in Missouri. I guess there were a lot of bears on the road at one time in the Show Me State.
I would think that's a good law to have. I don't think you should be driving around with a bear not in a cage.
Well, in your car. But you also got to think someone had to drive with a bear uncaged in their car.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know, but back in the, I don't know when it was, maybe 40s and 50s, maybe 30s, bear wrestling used to be a big thing. Like you would, the fairs would have where people could go wrestle bears.
Did it end well?
Well, I think the bear would have a muzzle on, and that was one of the big stories of one of Alabama's best coaches, Paul Bear Bryant. He wrestled a bear.
Well, yeah, but it's a claws.
Well, I don't know if they had,
they would cut its claws off. That'd be funny.
I don't know how they worked that, but yeah, that bear wrestling used to be a thing. And I'm sure that probably came from that.
This one, Moore County, Tennessee, is the home of Jack Daniel's Distillery. But it's also a dry county.
Do you know what that means?
It doesn't have water.
No.
It doesn't have liquor.
Correct.
It's illegal to have liquor?
Yes.
Then
counties, there's dry counties and wet counties. I guess they're wet.
Are we in a wet county?
Yes. If you can buy alcohol,
then yes.
It's not a dry county. And the county that Jack Daniel's distillery is in is a dry county.
Haven't we been up to the
distillery? And we bought alcohol at the Jack Daniel's distillery. But they sell it as souvenirs, I believe, is how they get around.
We sell alcohol as souvenirs.
Yep.
In 1872, Scottish law states that no one can be drunk when in charge of a cow, horse, carriage, or steam engine. Doesn't say anything about sheep, though.
That's kind of weird.
I'm guessing the steam engine one makes sense.
I mean, in all honesty, you probably don't want a drunk person driving a steam engine, but a steam engine is a train, right? Right? Yeah. Where are you going to go? You can't leave the track. And I guess you could go too fast and maybe it'll come off the track, but you can't make a wrong turn on a train, can you?
No.
No? It's going to go where the tracks are. All right, what else we got?
This is a fairly recent law in 2011. Makes it illegal to be shirtless in Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona.
This one makes a lot of sense. I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't know why you wouldn't want to be shirtless.
I don't. The other reason is I don't know why it doesn't. It makes a lot of sense.
I'm lost on that one. What else we got? That is kind of weird, though. They have a law that came out in 2011 that you can't wear a shirt.
Let's see here. Oh, I found an Alabama one.
Okay, what we got?
It's illegal to in Alabama for provocative.
Where are we at?
That one.
Provocative.
I don't know what that means.
Sexy.
Oh. Images to be shown on the labels of alcoholic drinks. It is after the Bible. Oh, wait. It is, after all, the Bible Belt.
That, I don't think is completely true.
What, the Bible Belt?
No, that is true.
The provocative images shown on labels.
Let me see something. Because I have a bottle, but I think it'd be kind of difficult to get to because I think it's up in the counter. But it is Sailor? Jerry Rum. And I bought that in Alabama.
Well, why he's doing that?
And it has. I mean, it's not. She's in a hula skirt.
I can barely see it. While he's looking up that
picture. There it is. It's just her in a hula skirt, but she's showing cleavage.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess that's not provocative enough.
I don't know what Oh, wait, he just told me. Whoopsie doodles.
Half-naked ladies.
Oh.
Or men, I guess.
While he's doing that.
What else we got?
In Louisiana, you can get fined for sending a pizza delivery driver to the wrong house. That law was obviously written before the caller ID and smartphone apps.
Yeah. We used to do that.
What?
Tell them
wrong address?
We weren't in Louisiana, so I guess it didn't matter. That was one of the bad things we used to do as a kid.
Self-serving gas pumps are illegal in the state of Oregon and New Jersey. Oregon allows exceptions in counties of less than 4,000 people.
Do you know what that means?
You,
What happens when you go to a gas station right now?
You can get your own gas.
You get out and you pump your gas, right?
So I'm guessing you have to go in the store and you gotta buy the gas.
Now, I'm assuming they have attendants outside. Someone has to pump your gas for you. And used to, you had certain gas stations would have full service and self-service. So you pull up in the full service, somebody would come out and check your oil and top off your washer fluid and check your tire pressure and pump your gas for you. Or you could go to self-serve and pump your own gas. But in New Jersey and was it Oregon? Is that what you said?
Oregon, New Jersey.
There, you still can't get out and pump your own gas. They have to come out and do it for you. I'm not sure exactly why. But I knew New Jersey did that. I did not know Oregon, though.
This one, I don't know what blue laws are. What are they?
Blue laws are...
I found it. Blue laws are laws that ban certain events or activities on the Sabbath.
Sabbath.
These usually involve no liquor sales, but the sales of houseware was banned on Sundays in many U.S. states until 1980s.
Well, I know this is hard to believe, and I know we've told you before. Like, liquor, you couldn't buy liquor on Sundays up until not too long ago. But when I was younger, you couldn't go to a store on a Sunday. And that says housewares, but stores weren't open on Sundays.
Yeah, you told me this.
Yeah, I mean, restaurants weren't open. You had to have the stuff that you wanted to make for your dinner or whatever. You had to have that already because you couldn't go to the store and get it. It was already done. So I don't know. Maybe some states had some stores open on Sundays, but here nothing was open as far as I remember. What else you got?
In this state, is that Arkansas or Arkansas?
It's Arkansas, but some people say Arkansas being funny.
Well, the state Arkansas has a law on the books that regulate how the name is pronounced. I guess they got tired of people calling it Arkansas.
Well, so, there you go. You answered your own question.
So, I guess you have to say it Arkansas.
Or you get put in jail.
To the jailhouse! It's funnable. It's a finable offense to build a sandcastle in some countries. In some parts of Spain, Italy, and even the U.S., the authorities have cracked down on unruly sandcastle builders.
Unruly sandcastle builders.
It says castle builders. I just wanted to say sandcastle.
Well, unruly castle builders. I mean, you were talking about sandcastles, so that's kind of crazy. Even though a girl did die the other day, I don't think they were building a sandcastle. They were digging a hole, and it fell in on her.
Let's see.
Give me a couple more. That's interesting.
I'm trying to look.
Oh.
Let's see here.
Dead air. Just read one.
I'm trying to look at one. I'm trying to find one.
Read it.
Okay, 1 second. It's illegal to climb up trees in Toronto and in Oriento.
And it's in where?
Ontario.
There you go. So you can't climb trees in Toronto and Ontario.
And it is also verboten.
Verboten.
To swear in the city, that city's parks, public parks. After all, Canadians are nothing if not polite people.
So you can't go beep, 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 eh? If you're in a park.
Eh?
You can't say bad word, bad word, bad word, eh? Can't do that. While you're climbing a tree. Then you're double in trouble.
Sharing your Netflix password is punishable by $2,500 fine and up to a year in jail in the state of Tennessee.
Oh my gosh, really?
That's what it said.
That's weird.
Let's see here. What else?
Find us another fun subject.
What's this one?
Give us two or three more. What's that one?
Man, that's gas, solid, and liquids. Drugs legal and otherwise. Okay, let's do this one.
All right, give me a few.
The name heroin was coined up by the German... I don't know how to say that word.
Pharmaceutical.
Company... Bayer.
Bayer.
No, it says B-A-Y-E-R.
Yeah, it's Bayer. They make aspirin now.
In the late 1800s, it was also taken from the German word Heroic. Something like that.
I don't know what... No, I don't have any idea.
Which means strong or heroic. I guess it's a mixture of both.
Let's go to a different one. Let's go to a different subject, because there's going to be a lot of big words talking about drugs and stuff, and it'll be hard to read those.
Pretenders and contenders.
Hey, give me a pretender. What's this 1773 one right here?
That one, yep. A man of mysteries origins named...
We came to this one. Sepan Mali.
Became the first and only Tsar of Montreal.
Montreal? Or Montario. Oh,
something
Montenegro.
Like I don't know what that is.
It's a country.
Where? In 1773, he got his throne by claiming to be Peter Third of Russia. Peter the Third of Russia. After the Ottoman Empire was replaced by the Republic of Turkey in 1922, several descendants of the Ottoman nobility have made claims to the Sultanate.
I don't even know what that word is.
The Sultanate.
Sultanate, yeah, that looks right.
The most recent is a man named
Harun Osman. All right, flip to any page and give me one more.
Found it. It's this one.
All right.
Bibliophile. Is a person who loves... This is...
A bibliophile is a person who loves to collect books. The book is a... What does that say? I can't see all the way over there.
Where?
The book is derived from the Greek words biblio, book, and file, love.
I want to see if there's any more that I want.
Yeah, give me one more. Just flip to a certain page and point at one and tell me what it is.
68.
There. You can count on it. Flip.
I'm not counting.
Okay. We're not counting on it because you got math to do. All right, give it to me. What is it?
Although the AK-47 is one of the most popular military weapons in the world, it's also the most copied. The
Kalashnikov
company didn't patent their rifle until 1997.
That's crazy.
And what about...
Yeah, you can give me a couple more.
This one. It's a repeating crossbow. The Chokana.
Okay, yeah.
Was a repeating crossbow that was invented in China during the Warring State period of 475 to 220 BCE. It could shoot 10 bolts in under 30 seconds.
That's crazy. A crossbow that shoots 10 arrows in under 30 seconds? That long ago? That's crazy.
Let's see. One more. I'm not doing furniture.
You don't want furniture facts?
No, we already did that last time. In the early 1980s, gamers thought there was an arcade game called Polybus. Polybus?
Yeah.
That was controlling the players' minds. The myth obviously combined elements of CIA Black Ops with the arcade craze of the era.
I don't remember that.
The activity of cow tipping is an urban myth. Cows frequently lay down and can easily get back up.
That's not what the myth is. I mean, I don't know what the myth is, I guess. But cow tipping is when the cows are sleeping standing up, you go and push them over.
Yeah, but...
I mean, they can get back up after you push them over. Anyway, all right. You want one more fact to go out on?
One second. Take a look. Found one.
All right. Last one.
The 17th U.S. president, Andrew Johnson, was impeached in 1868, but staved off convictions by one vote. If he hadn't been convicted, the presidency would have passed to Benjamin Wade.
I never heard of Benjamin Wade.
In 2011, a Georgian.
Where?
That says Georgian, right? Or does that say Georgia?
Georgia. Convenience store.
Convenience store sold a Powerball lottery ticket worth $77 million. No one ever came forward to claim the prize.
$77 million went right back into Georgia.
Hip hip hooray!
All right. That is a pretty interesting book. It's got a lot of different facts in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know we were on air. Whoopsie doodles.
You didn't know we were on air.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if we were on.
Oh. All right, you got anything you want to tell the people?
Like and subscribe. Go to worldaccordingtonoah@gmail.com if you want a free sticker.
They're going fast.
Wink, wink.
Just like our saying that, it's going fast. Go to worldaccordingtonoah@gmail. Send us an email. Go to iTunes. Give us a like. Leave us a comment. We'd love to see them. Tell a friend. Right?
Yeah.
Sign up to our Patreon.
We have a Patreon?
No, we don't have a Patreon. I think I would probably be the only one paying.
I don't know.
I'd pay $1 an episode to listen to us.
What?
All right.
Bye-bye.
So you got anything else?
No.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
No closing song?
I don't have a song. No. I didn't prepare one.
You are not preparing those songs here lately.
Sorry. Womp womp.
All right. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.